Do you why the words of our Lord Jesus Christ are written in red letters in some Bibles? The words of our Lord Jesus Christ are so powerful and heartwarming that they're written in red. There are a lot of songs about our Savior, and there are a lot of books written about Him. Today, we will listen to some of the powerful quotes by our Savior Jesus Christ. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Listen to this quotes with an open heart as you receive an unending blessings by our Lord Jesus Christ. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. For what shall it profit a man, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Love your neighbor as yourself. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people. It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me you can do nothing. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. It is written, men shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.